This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
What gig have you been to at the Three Arena when the curtains have been up?
Oh, that's
and what
a great
we mean by
question.
That is, it's when, you know, they close off the back of the arena because there's just not. They don't want to make it look really empty.
I don't know. I feel like
Alan Partridge. I did.
Oh, did you? Well, it's terrible for comedy.
I went to Alan Partridge.
Arena.
I didn't think the things were closed, were they?
I did.
Oh, sorry, Callum.
I think he did a couple of days and I was on the later day. So I think that because I had physical tickets and then when they scanned it, yeah, they were like, no, we've moved you. Here's your new seat.
The reason I know that there was no curtains for the Alan Partridge gig that I was at was because my mate got tickets last minute and sat at the very, very back. I remember zooming in on him. You couldn't see him. Like,
what I do like about the curtains here in comparison to some arenas is that they make them look like walls.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen the patterns of the curtains,
yeah,
they look like brick.
I'm not mad about it.
But
it's very 2000s.
No, but it's good.
Trying to just make it look like that's the end of the venue.
Yeah, I suppose.
You're packed at the venue.
The curtains were up for, I was at Pulp in Three Arena there a few weeks ago. Yeah.
I mean, they got like the biggest talkability from Glastonbury
ever. Yeah, exactly. I know, but it was a rocking gig and it was like people were on fucking wheels.
But they wouldn't be for me now, that band.
But
like,
I thought
they were huge.
Good.
No.
Did he have some of the side sections?
Oh, he did.
Who?
Only
when me and Callum went to Jason Derulo, he had some of the side sections.
Only like the really bad seats.
So he doesn't fall down on them.
No, yeah. What was it? What were they called? The seats? The
nosebleed seats?
No, the restricted view seats, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have restricted view in Three Arena?
They should.
Like, because it was like newly.
If you were building a stadium now, like, there's no way you'd build it to have a restricted section.
I was at what felt very restricted when I went to the 1975. I'd bought those tickets and I could see, like, from where I was sat, I could see. You know, Matty Healy was obviously out at the front of the stage, but I couldn't see the set.
I tell you what, it's not really the arena's fault. It's
the
artist's
staging.
Because the 1975, that was the one where he was eating the steak raw, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was like a house. It was a really well-designed stage, but because it was built like a house, there was walls and everything.
That's what I thought about Lana Del Rey's thing. She brought a house out as well. It looked great, but she didn't like utilise it correctly. She went in the house and then it fucking hologram.
Went in for a smoke.
Literally.
Yeah.
People weren't too happy with that gig, were they?
No, they weren't.
But that was a sellout.
She did, but everyone was saying she just did all her new stuff. It was like
got bombed in the newspaper in the Irish news.
Yeah, and then she started to like in the Irish Times.
Did she?
Yeah.
No
she
way.
Was like, this review is...
She seems like the kind of person you couldn't give constructive criticism to.
A bit like you.
I'll fucking kill you.
There you go.
1038. Dublin. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello and welcome to a new week. Welcome back, Fiona.
Hey,
yay,
welcome back, Fi.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Ciao, Belle. I can't wait to hear all about it. But first, let me tell you about parking this morning.
Oh, yeah. Because let's bring it right back.
Right back to down to earth. To relatable, please.
Okay. Mr.
Parking
just
the car.
Booked his second holiday of the summer.
Yeah, as cheap
third,
as you can go.
Actually.
How was only third?
You went to Portugal before I started.
Oh, crap, she's right. Anyway, listen, I was going to drive the car there today and driving the car into the car park.
Oh,
and I noticed that the thing you clicked to get the ticket out had keys stuck in it.
Oh, sugar.
Like keys to open the thing. And I was
I was right before you. I didn't even notice that.
And I was like, free parking for life.
Eyes,
free parking for life, potentially.
Okay.
But no, I'll leave them there. And I seen the parking attendant go into the little office.
Yeah.
And so I got out of my car, parked the car, and I knocked on the window.
What a good
no
boy.
Answer.
Oh,
knocked on the door, no answer. I was like, I need to go, and I feel bad, I can't just leave. So I just start kicking the door.
Wow.
And he came out, he's like, what's with all this banging? I was like, your keys are in the machine. And he was like,
oh my God.
All right. Thanks, man. So I was like, so that's what the banging was. I was telling you, your keys are over there. He was like, thank you very much.
That's why I incited violence on this door.
And then he was just like, what's your reg? I was like, why? He was like, I'll get you cheaper parking. I was like, well, you are a lovely
Stop.
Man.
Did
and
he
I'm
actually?
Glad. Yeah, he did. He said, oh, I'll get you a cheaper ticket for today.
Shut up. But so, with the keys in it, like, how could that have made it free? Like, what could you... Could
it didn't
you
matter. I just went, sir, my company pay for my parking, actually?
I know. I was like, are we going to reveal that?
You make it as expensive as you
very
possibly
well
want.
Do yourself.
Yeah.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Summer's number one hit music station. You're listening to Spain with Emma, Dave
morning.
And Fiona.
Good morning.
We are all back together, and typically on a Friday we get a bit of a public roasting from our producer Callum with the worst bits of the week. It was kind of mental on the show on Friday, so
it was crazy
that we're kicking off a new week on a negative note. Are
you
we?
Should have seen
absolutely.
It, Fiona. We gave away stuff left, right, and centre. So we had no time to be bad.
No,
right. We didn't.
You did.
Wait, I just thought I wouldn't be in this. But I was only off for 2 days. So I feel like this will feature me somehow, even though I know I've never made a mistake on the show.
Of course.
But well, let's start. What a week it was last week. Lana Del Rey played the Aviva. Ooh. Don't know why she's in the way. The weather was wonderful and it was longitude week, but there were still some awful moments as well. I welcome you to the worst bits of last week.
Ooh. Never getting away.
Mm-mm. We found out that Fiona has a very interesting way of describing her friends.
Sinead, my friend who was home from Dubai for the weekend, is, as we say in the business, an absolute little wet sock. So,
who's disagreeing?
Little rocket.
At 12 minutes past 7,
is
I can only apologise.
Is anyone disagreeing with that? That is how we describe her.
Emma was out sick on Wednesday, meaning Dave and Fiona started singing really weirdly.
Now I'm thinking about me every night. Oh, isn't that sweet? I guess so. So you can't sleep.
Sleep slow, sleep slow,
sleep slow.
Mine is so bad. I'm presuming this is something has to do with the Tiny Chef.
Yeah, we found out that the Tiny Chef, the little animated green guy that got cancelled by Nickelodeon, was just singing songs on his TikTok to keep the algorithm alive, and we decided to
mimic some.
Look them up if you haven't heard. It's worth it, I promise.
I thought I ate that. That is so bad.
No, it was terrible. We were live from Longitude at the weekend, and we were joined by Jamie from the evening show, and him and Dave got a little possessed.
No, we've come as yup bros.
Yeah.
We are here.
We're going to be off front and centre in the Spin House Party stage later.
We've got the comb in our pockets.
Yeah. With the e-scooter at the ready.
No, we... And we cannot wait for a new era. Yeah.
Yo. Oh, Fiona, you missed a lot. And at the end of every hour during the Longitude show, we were going live and in the mix from Longitude to Acts Past and Present. That was until Dave goes and ruins the illusion.
Get into this, okay?
Nice.
We are going live in the mix and Dave will
Emma
be...
Nolan on the deck.
Let's do this. Turn your radio off.
Totally live. Wasn't pre-recorded.
David.
Two seconds beforehand, Callum was like, okay, so this is live.
Yeah.
It's
been a while since you got a... David!
Yeah. Oh. I've been producer Callum and they were the worst bits.
That was a good start to Monday.
Yeah. I like that.
Good fun. What is the crack? It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. Good morning. You guys ready to rock out?
All right. Let's
okay.
rock.
We all know and have heard of the man Ozzy Osbourne.
Sharon! Ozzy Doggy!
That's an incredible Ozzy Osbourne.
That's very good,
Thank
Fiona.
You. It was the first reality TV I ever loved. And crazy.
The Osbournes,
hey,
yeah.
When I lived in Budapest, my Erasmus, I had very little to do and I got obsessed with the Osbournes, watched loads of old seasons.
Does anyone know what band he was in?
Black Sabbath.
I didn't know that. I just heard of like Ozzy Osbourne as being this rock god and I never thought to question it, even though I'd never heard a song of his. But yeah. I didn't realise it was Black Sabbath. Yes, you are correct. He founded Black Sabbath in 1968.
Wow.
In Brighton, Bristol or one of those.
Birmingham.
Hey.
But anyway, Ozzy Osbourne, he's set to appear at Comic-Con in the Midlands in the UK with his family, but fans are outraged over the steep pricing for VIP experiences, right? The top tier Ultimate Sin VIP, which I do enjoy. Packages cost £666.
Well, we see what he did there.
Yeah, I like it. You know, for a group photo, which is a max of two people, by the way, and autographs on a guitar or a mic cost an extra £750.
I get a grip, Ozzy boy.
Totalling £1,416.
Ozzy, we've seen your gaff.
Absolutely.
We're not
insane.
Giving you a cent of
them. So additional photographs, like for example on a book or a poster, cost £225.
That's crazy.
To £375 for VIP ticket holders.
It's crazy, like who even wants an autograph anymore?
Exactly.
I know some of his stands though, because he's pushing on quite a bit. Maybe the OGs do, but mad.
Yeah, they surely have it at this stage.
He's old enough now at this stage. But yeah, fans have taken to social media to mock the prices, one joking they need to sell a kidney. Honestly, close enough. stuff. But 666 for pricing, although Spenny, I think, is very good, because 666, obviously the devil's number and they're a heavy metal rock band. I do enjoy the price mainly because I won't be the one paying for it. But yeah, like, rock on, Aussie.
Yeah, you know what 66, I mean? Yeah. 60 cent would have just done the same and got the same headlines. You know?
So I've come up with some other meet and greet prices for people that really work with who they are as artists.
Okay.
So let's see if you can figure out in euro and cents who I'm talking about.
Oh, fun.
I love it.
Here we go. 17 euro and 38 cent.
Fetty Wap.
1738. Fiona, that is a young people reference. You may not get it.
Hey.
No, I got it. 69 euro.
Oh God, there could be a few of them. Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion.
Sabrina Carr.
Sabrina Carpenter. Okay, well done. Very good. One all. 50 cent.
No, it'd hardly be 50 cent.
It would be 50 cent.
Correct, a tough one to
Emma. Well done.
Right, thanks.
13 euro.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, Emma Nolan.
Very good.
Very good. It's 3-1. Fiona, come on, keep it up.
No, I'm just off my holidays.
182 euro.
182. Blink 182.
Yes, Fiona Frawley. Well done.
Small thing.
41 euro.
Some 41.
Well done. 21 euro.
21 Savage.
Yes, Emma Nolan. Very, very good.
She's with the mantras here.
Because
so.
I'm in today.
99 euro.
99 red balloons. Blondie. No.
Mother of God, no.
I don't have anything for 99.
Jay-Z.
Or Blondie.
19 euro and 75 cent.
The 1975.
Well done, both of you. And the last one, very, very tough. 8 euro.
8 euro.
S Club Juniors, because there was 8.
8 Mile.
Oh,
M&M.
Bit of a reach there.
I know, but you can blame ChatGPT for that one.
Also, right. Sorry, Fiona, I'll hold it against you forever if you're going to do the Sum 41s and not a bit of S Club Juniors.
Yes, please.
Oh, automatic high.
Can you do it in a Sum 41 voice?
Automatic high.
Step closer to
heaven. Baby means one step closer to you.
I was obsessed with them.
Oh, God. Happy Monday.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
Morning. How are you? I was the most Irish person ever on holidays, and not just because of this pasty complexion. We were on our last night. We were out for a drink in this really, really bougie hotel. You know, like where you could never afford to stay, but you can afford to go for
the Shelburne.
Yeah, literally, that vibe.
Pop in and get your pick.
We got plenty. And we got talking to this Australian couple, actually, because they were eavesdropping on our conversation. And the lady was like, I just love you girls. Beck, shout out if you're listening to this, which I assume you're not because you're Australian in Sicily, but you never know. So we're talking to Beck and Mick, her husband. And her husband was Australian Greek.
Oh, no way.
So obviously, I was like, do you know our boss?
Nick Arcasis.
And he was like, I don't know. Let me see a picture of the bloke.
Stop it, for God's sake.
I was like, Nick's Instagram in this like stunning hotel in Sicily. But all the posts had like really loud music on it. Like I did, like there was some post of him and his kids. And you know when you're like showing someone an Instagram post and the like song starts playing like, I want to live forever.
I think the worst thing Instagram ever did was allowing you add music.
I do hate that feature. Image.
I do it all the time, but I hate it when do it. But anyway, he didn't know him, unfortunately. I could know his dad, and I was like, he might look like his dad. I don't know, because I don't personally know his
dad.
But
that's ridiculous that Australian people are even have that as well. And you live on a massive continent.
No, I don't think they have it. I think they probably just...
Fiona's like
oh, please and Fiona.
I have too. Are there many Australian Greeks?
Is
it a popular combination?
I don't know.
I couldn't
tell you. But I do know that I've done something very similar with that. One of my best mates is from London. And when I first met her, I was like, oh, I know another girl from London.
Oh, I do it all the time. Good enough for them.
She was like, it's not like Ireland. Like, it's not like, you know. And I was like, well, I'll give you the name anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, you know, there's like 6 million people in London. I was like, I'll give you the name.
You just never know.
She knew her.
She didn't know her. She didn't know her.
She's lying.
Yeah, she's lying.
Oh, the other such Irish thing I did, I was reading Intermezzo by Sally Rooney. I finished it on holidays. And yesterday I was on the beach and a woman beside me was reading it as well.
Oh, really?
And another Australian, so many Australians and sissy, was like, you two are reading the same book. And I was like, well, I'm nearly finished. I'll give it to you when I'm finished. And she was like, you're both nearly finished. And I finished it quickly. And she was like, is it an Italian writer? And I was like, no.
She
I was
Greek
like,
or
she's
Australian?
Irish. She, no, this is a different woman. She was Aussie. And I gave her the book and I'm like, this woman is going to learn about Leitrim on her holidays in Italy. It's so special.
You're all very late to the party. I remember going to buy that the day it went on sale.
No, I know, I'm terrible. Sorry about that.
Sorry, Sally.
Well, sorry, Sally, yeah. Up to speed now, yeah? Did you enjoy
it? Yeah, it was great.
Very good.
Yeah,
this has been...
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name.
Mm-mm.
That's not my name.
Oh, we're such little losers playing this game on a weekly basis, thinking deep down, it's going to be the week, guys. Every week having that hope in our bellies.
I have to be honest, I have no hope.
No, I do. This is the week. I told you, I have a new strategy. I'm just like not going to care. I'm just going to be like, your name's this. Mm, and if they go, no, I'm going to be like, I don't care.
Well, you're a loser.
Welcome on in to this. It's called That's Not My Name. And essentially, this whole game is based on pure fluke. We want you to come on the show and with absolutely no hints or clues, we want to guess your name, okay? And we've each got three chances to get your name correct. That is nine guesses among three people on the phone. You would think the chances are every now and again we get a win on this. No, but no. Hell no.
I feel like we should have billboards. We should be on buses with the only breakfast show in Dublin who are giving away 44 cinema passes. This is ridiculous.
Billboards would be quite short-lived because
But what
next week when we inevitably don't get
we could have one of them flip things.
It's been one or two days since our last nonsense.
So essentially the reason there's 44 IMC cinema passes in the tank is because it's been so long since we had a winner on this.
Yeah, I think 2018.
Let's hope for the best. You've been sending your WhatsApp voice notes over to us. All you've been saying in those is what your name is. And we can promise, hand on heart, the only person in the room who's heard those is producer Callum, just to kind of veto this situation a little bit. So let's get cracking, shall we? We're going to play those voice notes for you listening. We won't hear them and would hopefully get someone's name correctly this morning.
Headphones off.
My name is Claire.
Player one, shall we have some fun?
How are you, player one?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, okay, right. Let's get into this. I'm going to just have a lash at this. Player one, is your name Kelly?
Oh.
That's not my name.
Okay. That's not your name. All right. Player one, is your name Danielle?
That's not my name.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Player one, is your name Sarah?
That's not my name.
Oh, God.
Why not?
Sorry. I'm sorry, player one. Well, reveal yourself. What is your name?
My name is Claire.
It's Claire.
Ah, it's Claire. It's obviously Claire.
You know
obviously
her
Claire.
Voice.
Claire, we're really sorry we couldn't sort you this morning.
Sorry,
thank
Claire.
You.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Claire.
Bye.
Oh, what a letdown. Okay.
To be fair, what we're doing is actually quite difficult.
It is hard.
Like, we say we're bad at this and it's like every week it rolls over, but still, we're still playing the exact same game with as much clue as we had last week.
Exactly.
As in and zero clues.
You can't really be bad at guessing someone's name
based on nothing.
Okay, headphones off in the room then again, guys.
Headphones off.
Hi, guys. My name is Niall.
Player two, let's play with you.
How are you, player two?
I'm good.
Okay, you're a guy. That doesn't really work because I had girl names in my head.
Do the boy version.
Do the boy version. Okay, here we go. Is your name... let's go. Is your name David?
That's not my name.
Oh.
Okay, player two, is your name Keith?
That's not my name.
Okay, player two, is your name... Matt.
That's not my name.
Player two, go on, reveal yourself.
My name is Niall.
Niall!
That's Niall!
Very
nice. Obviously, your name is Niall. I'm sorry, Niall. Have a great one.
Have a great day, Niall.
No worries.
Bye, Niall.
What a palaver.
Do you know, we haven't had like a player even, which is kind of bizarre. We've been playing this for so long. We haven't had a player be like, oh, that's close to my name. Do you know what I mean? Like, you said Matt, but they could have been a Matthew. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've never had that.
I think I was thinking that as soon as I said Matt, like, you'd have to accept Matthew.
You would have to, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, for the final time
this is
week,
it.
Come on, guys, headphones off.
My name is Laura.
Player three, give it to me.
Callum. How are you, player three?
Good, good.
Right. Ooh, okay, all right, player three, let's get this started. Is your name Shauna?
No, that's not my name.
But you had to think about it for a while, so maybe it's close.
Player three, is your name Fiona?
No, that's not my name.
All right, and player three, is your name Grania?
No, that's not my name.
Oh, player three.
Go on,
what's
player three.
Name?
Reveal yourself.
My name is Laura.
Laura. What are you doing coming on with a name like that, Laura?
I know, it's terrible. Unfortunately, my mother christened me that.
Laura, it's a lovely name. I'm only joking. I'm only just raging.
Thank you.
Have a fantastic day, Laura. Sorry we couldn't sort you out.
Bye, Laura.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's funny, I know, sometimes I'm like, will we scrap the thing? And I'm like, no, you can't do that because now there's 46 IMC cinema passes.
Whatever happened to that breakfast show that was giving away 703 IMC cinema passes?
They're going to have to go eventually. We will play again and hopefully get a winner on this.
We will play until we win.
Yeah. We'll just play again after 8.
Honestly, can we do it every hour on the hour exactly. for the next 7 weeks?
This now, game haunts my nightmares.
Yeah.
This is brand new music from Lewis Capaldi. He's back. This is Survive. It's Spin.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello there. Welcome to a new week.
Hey, what's going on? Happy Monday.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. I was just looking ahead there to see what the story was with the weather for the week because outdoor gig Friday, Damien Dempsey, Ivy Gardens.
Oh, really?
I'll be there.
On.
That must be sold out, is it?
I think there might still be. My friend last night got a bit of FOMO and she got tickets last night for Friday.
Yeah, he's doing two nights. He's doing Thursday and Friday, I believe.
I think it's Friday, Saturday.
Oh, maybe I think it's Friday, Saturday's completely sold out. I went to get tickets a few weeks ago, Saturday was gone.
I feel like Friday's more the vibe for a gig.
I love a gig on a Friday.
Have a look though. I think there's still some tickets for
Very
Friday
nice.
If you're interested. But I just had a look ahead there. Guys, I did not know who's been reporting on this heat wave that's making a grand return this week.
Oh no. Is there?
Yeah. We're just not getting a night's sleep this summer because...
Oh God, I can't do it anymore.
I know what you mean.
I can't do it. It was cold last night and I still didn't sleep. Yeah. Like, I need the winter to come back. And I've never said that in my life, but I need the winter to come back so I can actually sleep.
I slept under a little sheet last night and I woke up freezing this morning and I was thrilled.
Under Jack, was it?
No. But I just
little wispy yolk of a thing.
I just felt like it was actually nice to wake up being a bit like, oh, brr.
Yeah.
Well, that won't be happening because this weekend it's going to like 30
All right,
degrees.
You know what? I think...
30.
Girl, stop.
Yeah.
Do you know when people are like
in Dublin? Some of the country's gone into the 30s.
Do you know when people are like, I'm not buying a fan or I'm not buying an AC unit because you know they're so expensive and we only get 2 weeks of summer. I'm thinking it's just worth it at this stage.
Oh my God, it 100% is.
It's been hot since May.
Yeah, it really has. I think I just need to bite the bullet.
Last year, my dad lent me a fan and you control it like with your phone with Wi-Fi, and I was like, thanks. And then I gave it back to him because it's a bit of an eyesore. And then this year, I was like, geez, I'm really hot again, and I noticed he's not offering me the fan. And I'm like, hello.
What a horrible person.
I might have to get back.
Is he even your dad?
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. Have you seen him? He's just me, bald.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Fiona, back from her Holliers.
Yes.
You finally got away. Is that
I
your first?
Did. It was, yeah. It was the first time I had seen Dublin's airport since November.
Okay, nice one.
I mean, not bad. Like, I'm not complaining. Yeah, and it was stunning.
You had a great time as well away recently.
It was so good. I was, away in Greece.
Yeah.
In Corfu.
I was in Italy recently enough. It was great. And we're not just here to go on about the fact that we've been away, because maybe you haven't been. Well, if that's the case and there's nothing booked this summer, you'd want to listen up now.
This is it. Here we go. This might be the first time you're hearing this. We want to send you away. We've got a summer holiday booked this year for you in 3 different locations. You choose whichever one you want to go to. It's your call, all right? That's why we're calling it Spin's Holiday Hot Pick, because you got to pick between Mallorca, Morocco, or Malta. Ooh, it's your call.
Very nice.
Sorry, so all Mallorca, Morocco, or Malta. Where would you be? Oh, I don't know where I'd go.
I love how different vibes are.
I'd go Mallorca, I think. Because that's where I've just booked.
Okay, well, I'd go Morocco.
Would you go? Would you? I don't know if I'd have any interest.
Adventure vibes, wanderlust.
No, I feel like it scares me.
No!
No?
I love doing a little bargain in the souk. Get myself a nice... hunk of gold.
I can't imagine you ever bargaining. They'd be like, no, that's 700 euro. And you'd be like, I'll give you 50. And they're like, that's 750 euro. And she's like, no problem. Here's 800
well,
and a tip.
Well, maybe somewhere I've never been either. Listen, if you were in the situation, it would be completely your call. You pick where you want to go. We'll sort it all out for you. We'll throw in your flights, your checked baggage, all-inclusive accommodation in a four-star hotel. We got your transfers to and from the airport and your travel insurance.
Yeah, I would like travel insurance. I would like the food at a four-star all-inclusive hotel.
Me too.
That would be like the breakfast.
So good. And you know when you start thinking, okay, I'm going to book a holiday, and then you're like, I have to try and pick accommodation. Yeah. I have to try and pick where I'm going to go. I'm just not going to go. Whereas this is all
I swear, me and Pippa were like literally like, oh, do you know what? We won't go.
No,
we won't,
literally
we won't go.
I'm like that.
Because we were looking at flights, and if the flights were cheap, then the accommodation was mad money.
Yes.
If the flights were expensive, then the accommodation was cheap. But like, you're not going to pay like 700 for flights.
No,
do you know
yeah.
what I mean? So win this for free, completely on us. All you have to do is WhatsApp us the phrase holiday hot pick. You send that to the number 087-711-1038 right now. If we call you back between now and 9 a.m, you got to answer that phone shouting, spin, I want to pick a holiday.
Okay, perfect. That's
if you do that, you are one of our qualifiers to win a holiday. All right, so just remember that phrase, spin, I want to pick a holiday.
And you'll get yourself in the draw and you could be winning that trip to Mallorca, Morocco or Malta, all your call, okay? WhatsApp us the phrase holiday hot pick now and answer your phone, as Dave said, spin, I want to pick a holiday. If we call you back, you'll get yourself in the draw and we will sort out your summer 2025 holiday-wise.
Bonus points if you do it in some sort of like accent, like Italian. I want to pick a holiday.
I feel like the only one I can do now is Italian. Can you do a Greek?
No. Okay. I don't know how to do a Greek accent.
Me neither.
No, I've no idea.
Do Spanish. Go on, do Spanish.
I want to pick a holiday.
Yay!
Just so you know as well, we're playing this across the day for the next few weeks. So if you don't get the call today, don't worry. Loads of chances to get in there. And at the end of July, we'll be picking someone to head off on that holiday of your choice. So keep spin loud to win. And for now, get that phrase over to us. Holiday hot pick. We can get you in the draw before 9.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Ciao, Bella. I am back from my holiday.
Hey, welcome back.
I have a nice time in the sun in Sicilia. Taormina, Catania. We won't talk about it too much. Okay, so I was on my holidays in Taormina, which I didn't realise is actually like the bougiest place in Italy.
Taormina.
It doesn't sound that bougie, but it is. We did. So I was away with my two friends.
Can I just say, the three of you, three absolute fires.
Girl, I know.
Three sexy ladies.
Señoritas. They are two of my oldest friends and they both live in Dubai. And I fondly like to refer to myself as a Dublin 6 Dubai 4. So it is tough. It's tough hanging around with the girls.
Would you
make
stop?
It work.
You're gorgeous.
No, Emma, no. It's all good. It's a bit of crack. A bit of fun. I'm obviously an absolute ride. But I know, it was great. Nice little girly holiday. We put it into ChatGPT. Like, where should we go? Three girls in their 30s who want like a fun girly holiday, bopping around the shops and like cute drinks at night.
Yeah.
And ChatGPT told us Taormina. And it was, in fairness, exactly as described, but it's where White Lotus season 2 was filmed.
I was gonna say, like, if I was in Sicily, I'd want to go see where the White Lotus was filmed.
Well, this is where it was. And
in that hotel.
Not in the hotel
in
that
the
we went to, but, and I'll talk about this again later, we met a guy who was an extra in White Lotus.
Class.
Wow.
Insane. And no, White Lotus was filmed in the Four Seasons
right.
in Taormina, which we went to see when we did a boat trip. You can see it like jutting out over the cliff.
Savage.
You can't get in there like even for a drink or a coffee. It's
really?
Like fucked up to bits. Yeah. But I saw it from the sea.
Very cool.
Which is a beautiful place to see things from. But when I was leaving on last Wednesday, I was going to the airport from work and it was like a little bit stressful. Like, will I get there in time? Blah, 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 blah. But it was fine. And producer Callum said, bring us all back presents. And I was like, I will. And then you like looked like you felt guilty and Callum was like, ah no, I'm only joking. And I said, no, I'll follow through with that now to make him feel guilty.
Oh, see, that's silly.
There's nothing worse. I went to New York last year and on the last day I was like, I can't be dealing with the looks I'm going to get if I went to Target.
No.
I knew Dave, bit of melatonin will sort him out. And then I walked around and I was like, what the hell do I get Callum? I got some random chocolate or something. You shouldn't be, don't ever commit to bringing presents.
I went on holiday before and producer Callum was just like, don't forget to bring us back something. I was literally just straight up, no.
But I get to expense these, right?
Yeah.
When you see what they are, you'll be like, okay, that's grand. I obviously forgot about it until I reached Catania Airport, which if anyone watched my Instagram stories yesterday, Fiona Frawl, please follow me or just have a creep. I'm on public, so you don't have to follow me, actually. You'll see. It's not so much an airport as it is an un-air-conditioned prefab in 35 degrees Sicilian heat.
Yeah, that's so very European.
Yeah, there wasn't much shopping to be had. And there were kind of like traditional Sicilian treats like cannolis and these like little almond cakes and stuff. But they were too expensive. So here's what I got instead. Some of the oddest things I could find in Catania Airport.
Oh, she's got the tote bag out, lads.
I got the tote bag out. Okay, first of all, I got these Fonzies. Which are some sort of cheesy crisps.
Oh, lovely. I've had them before.
Lovely. Okay, I actually got two packets.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you gave them to them because they are not nice.
Right. I got this pocket coffee, which I feel is so offensive to Italians. It's like a little tiny packet, like a little... it looks like it's like going to melt in hot water, but it actually comes with a straw and you just
drink it out of that.
You hoof that into you on a dry.
Do you know
you're the only
looks...
one who drinks coffee, aren't you, Emma? So you go for that. Oh,
it
sorry.
Looks like,
good throws by me.
It's like a little Nutella packet.
Yeah, a little Nutella packet.
Yeah, a little Nutella packet. And you just tick the straw into it.
It looks like chicken stock.
That's exactly what it is. The bougie Nora chicken stock.
Give it a go there because so what do you take off the... Oh, there's a little straw in
there's
it.
There's a little
that's
straw,
so
very cute.
So just poke
crazy
it through.
That they did never coffee
very
like this.
Adult Capri.
Oh my God, right.
Adult Capri Sun, exactly.
Here we go.
Have a little having go. A have a little coup.
Oh my God, so cute.
There's an aftertaste that's delicious.
Is it?
Because it's chocolate flavoured. Do you want to try it?
Sure.
No, I can't. That's
okay, really you can try instead the milk chocolate with a dried tomato.
Ew. I'll take the coffee. What the hell?
You gotta do it.
Milk chocolate with dried tomatoes. That sounds disgusting. Also, it doesn't look like milk chocolate at all.
Well, it's going to be something. Sorry, the tiniest packet of chocolate in the biggest packet. It's kind of like when we brought out the Tato chocolate.
But sorry, the one thing I don't eat is tomatoes. That I can't believe you're making...
You do eat them in Sicilia.
Oh, that's class.
Is it actually? Yeah. Do you taste tomato-y?
No. Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know what tomatoes taste like. If this is what tomatoes taste like, I now eat tomatoes.
All right. We'll have another cherry tomatoes by lunchtime.
That doesn't taste like tomato at all. Taste that.
He's a shop.
Okay, let's see now if he's actually tasting tomato or not at all.
That's just chocolate.
There are little crunchy bits.
They're not tomato-y, though. Damn, I thought we had him on his fruit first vegetable.
That's just chocolate, right?
There's a bit of saltiness.
Yeah, but...
Five of them now. One of your five a day.
One of your five a day, you're absolutely sorted. This little coffee on the go is absolutely lovely,
lads. Is it?
There's a few of them in the packet, so you can have them.
To Taramina.
Thank you very much, darling. Thank you.
Welcome.
Fiona just back from her holidays in Sicily, and you can tell she's new and still kind of trying to... be really good by bringing us back gifts because, girl, that's it now. Don't ever do that again.
Would you say I'm trying? I picked the worst things I could find in LA.
And yet we were so incredibly positive about it. She brought these Fonzini's crisps.
Fonzie crisps.
She got us, what is it?
Pocket coffee.
It's like portable coffee.
To go. It's like a little small, as Emma put it, a little stock cube style container of coffee with a little straw.
And I tried it.
Flavor.
It's chocolate flavour. And a few minutes ago when we all kind of tried, there was another chocolate that had tomato in it or something.
Yeah.
We were all like, oh yeah, that's all right. Thanks, Emil.
We've all had a couple of minutes to digest and realise that the taste is still in our mouths.
So bad. The bits of tomato from the chocolate are all that remains on my teeth.
My esophagus is just disgusting.
My tongue feels like it weighs a ton.
Is it really bad? I feel like this is what they give like kids in Montessori in Italy. Like the little, instead of chocolate milk, this like cursed
chocolate coffee.
Yeah,
it's kind of ruined my morning, so.
Oh.
Yeah, we were really positive at the start, and now I'm just like, oh, why are we being positive?
I'm like,
let's be real.
Toothbrush?
That was disgusting.
Brush my teeth.
Well, prego.
Did you by any chance bring us any little travel size toothpaste?
Would you believe
it? Is there anything worse, you know, when you're like, I won't be home for hours and I really want to brush my teeth?
Ugh. We really need to start bringing like stuff like that to work.
Yeah, we should actually.
I keep finding more about the tomato.
Yeah.
I'm organising something that I've never really done before at the moment, and that is engaging with pet-friendly hotels about how the hell the whole thing works.
What is that?
It's basically a hotel where you can bring your pet with you.
Oh, right. I thought it was just for the pet. Sorry.
No, yeah. That would
like
be
if you were going on holiday
doggy
or something.
Hotel,
like.
Yeah.
They do that, I suppose, in different scenarios. But
oh, so this is a place, a hotel you can bring your pet.
Yeah. So I'm going to the Aran Islands in a couple of weeks for the weekend with the big gang, the whole family. It makes a huge amount of sense for the dog to come. And when they were first booking this hotel last year, because another friend of mine is going and wanted to bring her dog, she was like, is it pet friendly by any chance? And they were like, it actually is.
Oh,
right?
That's great.
Amazing.
So that was handy. Anyway, that friend has since pulled out. She's no longer coming, but I felt kind of reassured that there'd be two of us in the same scenario with the two dogs in the hotel to kind of navigate. For example, question number one, if it's 7 o'clock in the evening and I want to go to the pub,
I know.
Can the dog stay in the crate in the room and have a nap, or is that beyond hotel rules? Like, how does the whole thing as a thing?
That's a good point. Well, like, it could be like barking the room down.
Exactly.
I
mean. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. It's kind of a tricky one when you get down to the nitty gritty. But I'm sure if the dog is crate trained, like that's a huge positive thing to it. Yeah, he can say. But I think the like reason that you're usually not allowed to leave them in the hotel room is
in
because
case
they could be ripping stuff up, or they could damage stuff. But if he's crate trained,
it's just an interesting concept for me. Like as a hotel owner, I would not allow it.
I didn't know you owned a hotel.
If I was in that position, I'd be like, not a hope.
Is it a hotel now, or is it like an Airbnb, like a gaff?
It's actually a hotel now. It's a very basic hotel. Yeah. It's like on the island or whatever the case may be. So like, it's not. I've looked it up. It's nothing too glam, but that doesn't matter. It's still like
every time I see someone bring their dog in anywhere, I'm like, that person's posh. Like when they as soon as there's a dog indoors, I'm like, posh.
Oh my God,
really? I don't know what it is about it, but like, as soon as I'm in a building and there's a dog, I'm like, am I in Ranla? What's going on?
I bring Danny Dooney everywhere with my doggy. But actually, have you seen there's been like dogs in like Dundrum recently? Like
really?
They're in the shopping centre. I saw a dog in Zara the other day.
No.
I don't know what
allowed.
The rules are.
Yeah.
I think you are. I've seen a load of dogs in Dundrum. But
we're getting a little bit more pet friendly as a country, I think. But I've never done this. Obviously, I'm only a recent dog owner.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of, there's so many fors and so many against. Like, I can't afford to pay for a hotel room to be done up if he absolutely destroys the place. Mm. He is crate trained, which is good. But I have had an offer from a friend saying, you could just leave him with me for the weekend.
Oh.
But
oh,
then
I'd
I'm
do
like,
that.
Oh, but how fun him bouncing around the Aran Islands in our little sweaters for the weekend.
Well, no, you all know what he's missing.
Oh,
just don't show him any photos when you get back.
I will say, like, when you go to the Aran Islands, you want to get a bike and you want to cycle everywhere and have a great time. And you can't bring Seamus on the bike.
Is he bike trained?
Oh, you could give him a little backer.
Yeah,
put him up on the
lads. He's a dog. He'd run. He'd run by with the bike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. I suppose
he'd probably
such
be faster
a catch 22,
you.
Isn't it? Because you're committing to him for like more or less 24 hours of the day.
Yeah,
There's nowhere you can go without him having him there. So maybe it's best.
It is.
Hope he's not just for Christmas.
Exactly, no, Dave. Like, and that's so true. And that's why I think I'll pawn him on for the weekend.
I think so. When you go away with your dog, when you go away without your dog, all you do is think about your dog and look at pictures of your dog.
Yeah.
And when you look up at the sun, your dog's face is staring
like at the Teletubbies.
Yeah, exactly. Seamus's face.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you do actually bring them, it can be a bit tricky. Like we've brought her up to like my partner Dwayne's grandparents' house in Donegal, and it's like, bring the dog, it's fine. They're like big dog people up there, all of dogs, but it is stressful. You really need them to behave and be perfect. You feel like you can never take your eye off them, and yeah, I don't know, I feel like it could be a bit of a...
I've been emailing this lovely woman Lynn all morning about the technicalities of bringing the dog for the weekend, and she can't wait to welcome Seamus. But I'm just thinking, Lynn, I don't think you're going to be meeting him, pal. I'm starting to think, do you know what, thanks for that
this
offer.
Is your holiday, Anna.
Yeah.
I was
away from Seamus.
I don't have a dog, Lynn.
I'd say Seamus is sick of us at the moment, though, going like, you're off again, are you?
Yeah. Why'd you get me?
I'm a getaway. Coming up on 10 to 9, and we had some brilliant news to share with you just after 8 o'clock this morning. In case you aren't with us, look, there's loads of chances for you to get in on this. But essentially what we want to do here is we want to get you on an epic holiday this summer for free. And there's a great level of option and choice here because, you know, you're an individual and maybe you've got your own tastes.
Yeah, and we've got three very, very different options for you. Like,
we're very different,
on the kind of
but they have
are.
The alliteration.
Oh, exactly. Yes,
brings,
of course.
It's the glue that holds us all together.
Do you want or
We're calling this Spins Holiday Hot Pick.
We're talking Mallorca, Morocco or Malta. Malta? No, Malta. It's your call. All you got to do is pick the location. We'll throw in the flights and the checked baggage, the all-inclusive accommodation in a 4-star hotel and all-inclusive as well. well. Transfers to and from the airport and your travel insurance.
How stunning is that? You just don't even need to think.
Oh, no. Nothing beats a Jet Z holiday.
Darling, hold my hand.
So listen, if you want to do this, we asked you to WhatsApp us the phrase holiday hot pick. And if we ring you back, you got to answer with a specific phrase.
Yeah, just to say, we're playing this all across the day for the next while. So if you don't get sorted today, you've got loads of chances to get in there. And at the end of July, we'll be choosing someone to go off on this holiday of their choice. But as Dave said, a very particular way needed to answer the phone on this. And
let's,
if not, we're going to have to move on. Unfortunately, two rings.
Three rings.
Ben, I want to pick a holiday.
Oh, well done. Very good. You're in that draw to win that holiday. Yes. You are in the draw. Congratulations.
But we love the enthusiasm, girl.
Very good, Anya. That was spot
perfect.
On.
Perfect.
Well done.
Unreal.
Have you any holidays booked at all this year yet?
We were in Croatia there, but like we need another one.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
Anya, what was Croatia like? Was that nice? Would you recommend?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
And out of these three picks, the Mallorca, Morocco or Malta, where would you be thinking of going?
Probably Mallorca.
Oh, any reason?
I don't know.
I was in Mallorca when I was 19 with my fella at the time, and I got a terrible kidney infection. It was terrible. And I must say, the health service over there is great.
It's the oldest thing I've ever heard.
And you get travel insurance with this holiday.
Where will we go on holidays? Well, wherever the health care is good.
I have my antibiotics in the hour, Anya. You'll be sore to get a UTI.
Anya, congratulations. You are in that draw to win that holiday. So have a fantastic day.
Super. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And if you missed out there, don't worry. I've actually done a little bit of digging here. I don't know if I should be saying this.
Go on.
But I can tell you the other opportunities across the day for you to get in to win.
Oh.
So it's now, I know it's 10 to 9, but say it's after 8, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. It's every second hour all day. So another chance after 10, 12,
2, 4, 6, 8. All the way up to 8. All the way up to Jamie and Faye.
They've
entrusted Jamie and Faye with this.
I know. Very
okay,
nice.
Okay, right. That's crazy. Nice.
Matthew is in for Michaela all this week, so he'll be with you from 10. Be with him to get yourself in the draw to win your way to either Mallorca, Morocco, or Malta. This is Spin's holiday hot pick, and as you said, it's all inclusive. You don't have to worry about anything. Just having the days free to go and enjoy your holiday this summer.
Dream.
Thanks to Spin.
Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello and how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you getting on? Okay, so I was away for 5 days there,
I don't
right?
Want to mention it anymore.
No, okay, all right. Sorry that I went on one very short holiday.
She went on holiday for 2 days of work because she was like, I don't know how much I can take.
Yeah, sorry. I haven't had a week here without you heading back off to the bloody UK. Spoiler alert, it doesn't look any different than the last time you were there, Callum. It's not going to fall down without you.
What's happened to you? You used to be lovely to me before you
went. I'm a horrible person. So I was away for a few days. My partner Dwayne was away for 1 day during that, so we got my mom to come and mind Danish.
Oh yes, Danish is your lovely dog.
My doggy. So I was up the walls.
That thing is not a dog, it's a bloody horse.
It is a horse.
It's like a Shetland pony.
When I introduce her to people, I'm like, I have a horse.
My little doggy.
Especially because like everyone in my life has tiny Pomeranians and I have a massive unit of a dog.
So
I had to leave Dwayne some jobs to do because I was like, I'm not going to have time to do this cleaning because packing takes me 19 years and I'm so unorganized. Okay. Are these jobs rational or not? Okay.
This is before your mother was staying in the house with your dog and your mother was coming onto this and you had me there in
clean.
Days.
Okay. Throw away dead flowers.
Yeah.
He did not do that.
Oh, no. Right?
Clean licky mats for Danish. So she,
it's like you put a bit of pate on it.
You need this. It's like a little.
I have one.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
It'd be great for you, actually. You like spread a bit of peanut butter or a bit of pate on it and they like lick in between
the
crevices.
Yeah. I have one of them. Didn't know it was called a licky mat.
So good. Walk Danish. Easy job. Water plants front and back. He didn't do that. Change bins. I think he might have, but there was no bin bag in the compost when I got home. Clean bathroom, questionable job done. Change sheets, He couldn't find a fitted sheet for
I
them.
Can't believe he cleaned the bathroom and he didn't walk the dog.
No, he did do that, but he didn't throw away the dead flowers. Okay, remove rug. I'm not sure what that's about. Oh, I know it is because Danish sometimes pees on that rug if she's left home alone. So I said put that.
Try to never go to your house.
Okay, Hoover bathroom. Yeah, Hoover stairs, Hoover living room. Pick up poos. He did that himself. Again, just to say, I need to clarify this. The poos are in the back garden, not in our house.
And they're for the dog. They're not they're for your fella's poos.
No. Tidy office. I didn't actually leave that one. He did that himself. Tidy sitting room, tidy kitchen. Reasonable? He was sweating
not
with these.
Not unreasonable.
That's he a very long list, though, to leave one man on one day before you leave, no?
But you have to really explain. Oh, I thought you have to really
we're going to do this together.
No, she was gone.
Why are you in
I
charge?
I was in Sicilia because what? I run the household.
Well, clearly not.
I delegate.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Good morning.
Morning. Hey,
she's mentioned it 100 times. She was in Sicily. Our Fiona did not make it to her maiden voyage of working longitude for spin
not.
This weekend.
But you were in my thoughts.
How did you manage to get that off?
I booked it before I started here. And then I saw the terror in Nick's eyes and he said, okay, we'll make it work. I did obviously say, I can cancel. Zero intention.
Of course you couldn't cancel your trip. Anyway, we were live from longitude all across the weekend, the spin house party stage. I have to say, hats off. That was absolutely unbelievable.
So good. Well done, everybody. We're amazing.
I'm not even patting our own backs, but the whole team, it was just well done. Such an impressive.
Our head of marketing, Lucy, literally did the whole thing on her own.
Yeah, we love you, Lucy.
She's class. We had loads of DJs all across the weekend. Myself and Dave went live from there at 12 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Jamie and Faye were live yesterday. Matthews was live yesterday. It was just a great weekend. It always is. It's funny because, like, I'm 32 now, am I? And I'm like, geez, I've absolutely no business being here because it's the young people's party. When I say young, I mean like 19, young. 20, whatever age they are. Mm-hmm. But they're young. And they do make you feel quite welcome, which I think is quite nice, you know? Because I have no business. It's their territory.
I didn't think they feel welcome. I didn't think they noticed we were there. Like, they just, at one point, yes, I was there with my girlfriend last night. At one point, people tripped over us. That's how much they didn't notice.
You're invisible.
We're invisible when you turn old.
If you're not over 22, no one can
if you're not wearing a boho skirt, you don't count, really, to be honest. And the style, everyone looked like they had a great weekend. It was brilliant. But I did find it quite funny. We were walking in the other day and AJ Tracy had just started.
AJ Tracy live and direct.
Yeah. And I was with Jack and Callum, and Callum went off to the spin crowd, and we kind of just sat down and said, we'll take in 20 minutes of this, see how he gets on. And this is with no disrespect to the crowd there or anything, but AJ Tracy became like a moody dad on
no.
Why?
It just felt like he was giving out to everyone.
Oh, stop.
So
if some artists do that sometimes.
I'm like, why not? People are hyper. People probably got their leaving cert results a few weeks ago. Like, they're here for a party. Do you know what I mean? Just play ball.
They want to spend their confirmation money. Yeah. Let them.
So the whole crowd were obviously doing this big chant. And I was kind of sitting far back from this, so I couldn't really hear exactly what was going on. But obviously AJ could where he was on stage. And he actually had to stop and say, guys, that chant's not for this song. Can you hold it, please?
Oh, no.
He was like, yo, bro, I'm going to play that song soon, but right now, no. Yeah. Not that chant, right?
Oh, like, that's the English for you, ungrateful.
Right? Later on, say 10 minutes later, the crew were having an absolute ball up there, having a bit of a mosh pit. And he stops again and goes, guys, this isn't a mosh song.
Oh, God. Oh, let people at it, for God's sake.
Let have a good time.
I thought
you were cool. There he was, stopping the mosh pit, saying, I'll play you a song for a mosh pit down the line, but not now.
Sorry. It's giving Christy Moore.
Yeah, it really
is. Sing along.
Yeah, and don't dance. Yeah. Let me have a little mosh
pit. This is my song and my moment.
Strictly
shut up.
Line dancing for this, please.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, what a nightmare.
And then finally, a little bit later on, and this point then I said, AJ, you're boring me. I'm going to leave now. He'd obviously spotted an Irish flag somewhere down in the crowd and said, can someone bring that up to me?
Right.
And maybe the young fella, one said, no, I will not. That's my flag.
Yeah, actually, you're telling me all day what to do.
So, like, AJ's like hype man in the back was like, I don't think they're going to give you that flag, bruv.
What?
So what? AJ's up there waiting for an Irish flag and no one will give it to him.
The crowd is like, no.
Excellent.
Flag. So they eventually found another flag to pass up, but I had such respect for this person. He was just like, no.
This is mine.
My flag.
This is an Ivory Coast flag. I love it.
It was a great weekend. I really enjoyed it. I did like 27,000 steps on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's worth it for that.
Yeah. Because
I literally went in and went out. I had a great time.
Two of my favourite things for that weekend was when we were doing the show live from the house party stage. We were on at midday till 3. Mm-hmm. They opened the gates early at 1. And I have to give a shout out to the two young fellas that literally walked into the house party stage. First ones there and just started launching their phone around.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were doing. And Dave sent me a video of Charlene Murphy from the Hold My Drink podcast.
Yes.
She was singing on stage later on that day. And it was a video of her sound checking. And you just saw these lads in the background launching the phone around.
I love that.
So
go and look at Charlene's TikTok because there's just two lads in the background throwing the phone at each other.
I absolutely love that. That reminds me of, like, do you know when you'd go out like on a college night out and you tried to be funny and you'd put like a candle that was on the wall like on top of your head if you're in a nightclub or you'd find like a flower vase or something.
Look at him, he's so random.
Yeah, I'm just quirky.
Just wait until you get home and you're like, Ma, I broke my phone. Yeah. You'll do it at that now.
Yeah, if the mother saw that then they wouldn't be too happy.
And second honourable mention to Emma Nolan, who went home for an outfit change.
Did you?
In the afternoon, which could be described as the most comfortable looking outfit I thought they were pajamas that you were wearing.
Yeah, I did. I wore my pajama outfit. You know, that whole long blouse and
the cohort situation.
Oh, I was going to say, was it the Love Island pajamas with the arse out and all? Because you would have really fit in.
Oh, and the massive water bottle.
Yeah. Nobody needed to see my one. There was enough of them on display on Saturday.
Lads, I had such a ball that I sat down for both 50 Cent and David Guetta and I came up with a list of reasons or a list of ways you know you're old at a festival. I'm going to go through them in a second.
Are you sat
on your both bubble. Of them gigs. I'll get to it.
Good morning.
Good morning. We were just talking about Longitude, how we were live from the Spin House Party stage. And we all had a good weekend. But to be fair, I've never felt older.
Mm-hmm.
And I said something earlier on that I think everyone went, really? I sat for the entirety of David Guetta and 50 Cent.
Okay.
I sat at the back. Mm-hmm. I watched the big screens and I went, this is nice. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, do you know, and I also took off my jacket so that I didn't have to sit on the grass.
Yes,
of course. You don't want to get a kidney stone.
And I was sitting there. Is that how you get?
Yeah, sit on the cold floor.
Stop. I did not know that. Well, there you go.
And I'm sure other ways, but like when we were younger, it was like, don't sit on the ground like that.
All right, I thought that was piles.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway.
Don't fact check.
I don't think I got them because I was sitting on my coat.
Oh, we'd bloody know about it if you had them.
While I was rubbing my arse on the floor.
Walking around like a dog.
Doing the show with no hands. My arse.
Dave got worms. No, he's got piles. Ah, Grant. Yeah. Now, listen, I was sitting there for 50 Cent and for David Guetta. I was sitting on the ground and I was just like, this is enjoyable. But I came up with a list of things that people do and I at the festival that I went, you're old.
Mm.
That's how I know you're old, right? And so I welcome you to that list.
I hope that this list includes like 23-year-olds who also feel too old to be in.
Yeah.
Ways you know you're old at a festival. Number one, you sit at all.
Because
the young people do not.
No.
You're wearing a coat.
Young
people do not wear coats.
They don't believe in them.
They don't believe in the outfit.
I'm watching like them go to their get picked up after the festival. They're all freezing.
Yeah, of course.
Freezing. You don't have your top off if you're a lad.
Yeah.
If you're a lad that has their top on, you're old.
God, can you imagine if in the middle of our live show David Hammond took off his top?
I would have been
you could be so lucky.
Like, you would have been shocked, though, wouldn't you?
Chiselled, I am.
Yeah, I've no doubt.
Just get him another sunburn.
Chiselled with, like, an ice cream scooper. Kind of vibe. Speaking of ice cream, that's how you know you're old at a festival. Eating an ice cream.
Oh, so God. True.
There is a Mr. Whippy van parked there, and I'm like, who is going to that?
Who's purchasing an ice
cream?
Who's
going?
Oh, but you know what?
I love a 99,
now
bro.
Now I'm thinking, like, if I'm wandering around Electric Picnic this year and it's hot, I will be getting a 99, and I've never, ever thought that before.
Because you're old. Oh, and that's why I was sitting there on the thing watching David Guetta, and I was like, I'd love a 99 with some red sauce.
No.
That's how I know I was old.
You also drove, didn't you?
I did, parked.
And all you've spoken about all morning is how handy the parking was.
It was so great.
So than any of the performances.
Emma, No,
don't be telling people my favourite parking spot. The guards say hello to you. That's how you know you're old.
Or what they do is if they're kind of, we were crossing the road at one point and this guy was giving the guards a bit of gruff, right? Just a bit of messing, going, doing a great job today, lads. Well done, right, young fella.
Yeah.
And he went, you watch your mouth, yeah? And he crossed the road and
then he catches our eyes and gives you a bit of a wink. These young people, they're dibbles, aren't
they? The guards, honestly, I was walking through Long Street and I was looking at all the guards and I was like, you're all 16. The guards were so young. I was like, what are you going to do?
How would I take you seriously?
So the guard, if the guards say hello to you, that's how you know you're old. The man at the bar lets you skip the queue without checking your ID. This is the ID line. You don't have to get in that line.
No
problem.
Keep
going, oldie.
I know you can't stand for too long.
Speaking of standing, you stand at the back. A nice way of knowing someone's old. Here's one. I saw some fella in front of me standing at the back with an umbrella in his pocket. And I was like, that man is old.
How did he get that in there?
I don't know.
That is famously not allowed.
Like some kids are trying to sneak all sorts in. He's like, I would like to get this umbrella in.
It's great to get this in now. It's a PwC umbrella. Nice big, big spanning on it.
Good quality. One word. Jeans.
Yeah.
You got jeans on, you're old at a festival.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is how I knew I was old. I went up to the chip van and I went, no, that's too expensive. I'll make food at home. I made food at home.
I have a lovely pizza in the freezer.
It was £6 for chips with salt and vinegar. I was like, no thanks, I'm fine.
No.
One, you have a jacket, as I said, and two, you find a discarded poncho, not to wear, but to sit on.
Oh yeah.
Because Jesus is touching that ground, that'll be awful.
This to me is just resourceful.
100%, yeah. And do you know what? To be honest, there was a bit of... I was going to the bin with something at one point and there was a bit of scattered rubbish around and I just threw it all in.
And there's another thing. Oh. You figure out which things go in which bins.
No, that's plastic. Is that all disposable?
I stood there for 30 seconds going, where does the bottle go?
Where's the aluminium then?
No doubt you were going around in a plastic bag picking everything up with a 15-cent bag.
Yeah, the 15-cent crew as well. You're either 5 years old doing it or you're a 40-year-old man after all going... Come on now, kids. Come down here and make a few clues.
Some fella throwing their can of Coke and I'm like, no. Come here. Give me that.
15 cents.
I'll take that.
Listen, we still made it, guys.
We did. We still survived this.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket. Yeah.
And we want to send you on a holiday to Fuerteventura. We want to get you away for 7 nights, all with thanks to sunway.ie.
I'm good feeling about today.
Hassle-free holiday company. Standing by is Monica. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hello.
Who is this?
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. You registered to play to win a holiday on Spin?
Yeah.
How are you fixed this morning?
Do you want to play it, Monica?
Yeah, of course I do.
Are you sure? You don't sound too buzzing that we're calling you, to be honest, Monica.
I was buzzing because I wasn't expecting you to call me.
Right. Well, you just don't sound very happy to hear.
Oh, God. I just want to pull in because I'm driving.
Yeah, good. Monica, you're instantly my favourite person. Fair play to you, Monica.
Happy Monica.
What are you screaming, Monica?
Me? That was me screaming.
Oh, you're having a scream. That's okay.
Monica, did you know that Monica is my confirmation name?
Why?
Well, you're a lucky woman. That's all I can say.
I am very lucky, so I'm really gunning for you to win.
Saint Monica.
Yeah, she is a saint.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
I forget of what.
Monica, what's the story?
Well, my children might think different, but yeah.
What's the crack for the day, Monica? Are you off to work?
No, actually off to the gym.
Oh, very good.
Snow. Getting that summer bod ready. Yeah, getting ready for Pierre.
Well, you're seeing the body. I'm trying to get it ready. I don't know about summer.
I know that body's right.
You're fabulous, Monica.
Honey.
Let's see if we can get you with the body ready for Fuerteventura, which I'm sure you are.
Which is any type of body at all.
Absolutely. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Monica?
I've heard, but I'm not sure what's entailed. I'm normally in work, but I'm actually off, so I'll watch it earlier in the morning.
Right, well, don't worry about it. I'm going to run you through it. It's really, really simple. Basically, some songs are going to play and you need to guess 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds in order to win.
I'm not hoping.
But you know what, Monica? God. It'll be fun. It will be fun.
We'll have fun.
I just hope my son's not listening to this.
Oh my God, Monica,
what age is your son?
Oh, my son is 31, but he's fantastic at songs. I need him beside me.
Oh, you do? Unfortunately, he's not there and unfortunately, it's only you on your own, but we're going to help you out as much as we can, Monica. All right, here we go. Here we go with some rules, right?
Monica, don't bail on us now. You got this, girl.
You have this.
I know,
right?
I'll stay on because if I don't, I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Right, oh, yeah, Monica, here we go.
You might be surprised.
Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that, Monica, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We are not allowed to move along until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, Monica, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. But if at any point you don't know the song, Monica, you just shout the word swap and we'll change it out. Okay? And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense,
yeah,
Monica.
Yeah, for a laugh.
Monica, I need you to be more confident, darling.
All right, Monica, where are you from?
I'm from Glasnevin.
Monica in Glasnevin, the posh side of Finglas. Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock, Monica, and song one plays in 3, 2, 1, step clock. It can't be said,
I'm a worthy bird. Who's that, Monica?
Stop. All right, let's stop it out. Go on. What were you saying, Monica?
You know, in my head I'm sort of saying that, but I just wasn't sure exactly what it was.
Great use of the El Paso swap there. We are back to a brand new game. That was Hosier and Too Sweet, but not Too Worry.
No, this, Monica...
Did you say told you, Monica? You did not.
No, she told us it's too bad.
Okay, very good.
Let's see if you get this one, Monica. I think you should. It's a fruit. Here we go with song one. Blazing 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Something a day keeps the doctor away. What is it?
Oh, an apple a day keeps the doctor away?
Yes. Perfect. No. And
artist? Who sings it?
Brad Summer.
No idea.
Oh, God.
No. You have no idea how bad I am at music.
No, I'm getting an idea now.
What's going on with you anyway, Monica?
3, 2, 1. Oh, there's your time, Monica.
That was Charlie.
You know, and apple. I pray nobody from my work was listening to this.
Monica,
I think they'll have great crack with
Monica,
it,
I'm absolutely obsessed
with you. I work in a school.
Are you working
in a school?
Okay.
No, I do work in the school in an SNA, right?
Oh,
so if all the students in the secondary school are off and any of them is listening to this, they all know who I am.
Oh, my God. What we're going to do, as of now, let's give you an alias. It's too late, but this, everybody, is...
From now on, it's Margaret.
Margaret.
Yes, definitely.
See you later, Margaret.
Margaret from...
Finglas.
Swords. Anita. Okay. Goodbye, Margaret from Swords. Yeah,
have a great day, lads. You're amazing.
Bye. Love you.
Brilliant.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
I love Margaret from Swords.
She was the best. Margaret from Swords. We've all been saying it. We just love her.
No, an absolute queen. An absolute and utter queen. You got to love it. I haven't a clue, lads. An apple a day does keep the doctor away. If it was a game of old sayings or old wives' tales, she would have smashed it.
Spot or a game of just being a legend.
Yeah.
She should get one of those.
If there was a game of being a legend, she'd be the first person I would call back. Fair play to you. We do still have
very
the holiday.
Spin of us. Oh, absolute ledge back.
If you want to win that holiday, you can register now if you'd like to. The word golden in a WhatsApp will do the finest, and you can come on tomorrow and win that holiday. If you straight away knew it was Hosier and Too Sweet, if you straight away knew it was Charlie XCX,
this is the game
and
for
Apple,
you.
Then don't be wasting your time. Get yourself a free holiday on us, Adam Port now, and move at Spin.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. Yes, it is time for the most important time of the show. Did you miss it while I was away? It's Fiona's final thoughts, where I get to say exactly what I want and no one can stop me.
It's way worse than 7 a.m. It's Fiona's first thought and all. Just can't be arsed.
That does be a banger. But actually, harking back to that, I was talking about it earlier in the show. I was on holidays in Sicily. I haven't mentioned it too much, but an exciting discovery I made with my friends. We met the first shy Italian man.
Shy Italian man?
Shy. They don't exist.
Did not think they existed. You know, Italian
he
men
you.
Would. No. You know, they're famously up for a chat and more. Like, they want to get to know you. My friend Sinead was actually talking about this Italian guy she used to be seeing who had a full on girlfriend who he's now married to. And when she found out, he was like, Sinead, why are you looking through my life? So that's normally what we're up against.
Okay.
But this man was working at the very posh hotel where we went for a drink. Mm. Okay. And my friends were like, oh my God, he looks like Dan Humphries from Gossip Girl.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like Penn Badgley, you know, Joe Goldberg, you. And they were like, oh my God, he's too stunning. Like, we can't look at him and we can't talk to him. And I went to the bathroom. I came back. He's obviously at the table. They're waffling the ear off. He looks so uncomfortable, the poor man. I sat down and they were like, you know who your doppelganger is. It's Joe Goldberg. And he was like, yes, I have got that before. And then he was clearly so
You look
awkward.
Like a creep.
You look like a murderer. No, and then he said, he was like, someone said it to me when I wear a hat. Like, yeah, you're a murderer. And then he was so uncomfortable and he goes, sorry, I'm sweating.
The poor man.
I I've noticed this with really good looking people, because sometimes I tell them they're very good looking, and that especially the lads are always like, thanks, and they get really awkward.
Yeah, he couldn't deal. And then we asked for the bill, and he was like, my colleague knows more about this. And we're like, bring the bill.
The bill.
Sir, are you okay? Shy man.
Oh,
shy man.
Wow.
Shout out to
show. You were three gorgeous gals. He couldn't handle it.
When it's handled
the Irish, eh?